In this chapter, we're going to introduce a linear fractional matrix function we call the linear fractional transformation. This kind of function can be used to describe, in general, a general feedback control system we're going to see later on. And the reason we do that is we already seen that in previous chapter when we describe the uncertainties subject to different kind of perturbations, we have to describe system in each individual case in different forms. The idea is here we want to try to find a general framework so that we can discuss the problem in this one framework so that the results we derived here can be applied to in general any other forms. So that's the reason we are going to introduce the linear fractional transformation here. We're also going to see that most of the problem we're going to describe in this book will be or can be described in linear fractional transformation form. And then all the control design and stability and so on will be described in this framework. We should start with a simple definition of linear fractional transformation. Then we're going to show some basic properties and show examples how we can describe many interesting objects, for example, feedback control system or matrix perturbations and so on, in a linear fractional transformation form. Then we're going to describe the general principle of doing that. And then we're also going to show a example, one more example we'll use in the so-called high-mat aircraft examples, and we're going to see later on we can actually going to design the controllers on this example, but this is going to become in the later chapters. Last thing we're going to do is we're also going to introduce the formula for the connection between linear fractional transformations. This is called a red hat versus dot product. This basically gives us a way of computing when you have several or two or several linear fractional transformation and they're connected to in some feedback form to each other and see how we can come out with general or the total transformation.